This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll chat with Nick Jonas, formerly of the Jonas Brothers. But first, with college application deadlines approaching and students planning their visits to prospective college or university campuses, the leading personal finance social network, WalletHub, conducted an in-depth analysis of 2014's best and worst college cities and towns in America. In order to find the cities and towns that offer the best or worst combinations of academic, social, and economic environments, WalletHub ranked 280 U.S. cities based on 23 key metrics. Some examples from the data set include the quality of higher education, crime rates, and the cost of living. So let's start with the best college towns. East Lansing, Michigan comes in at number 10, followed by Bozeman, Montana, Stillwater, Oklahoma, St. Louis Obispo, California, Laramie, Wyoming, College Station, Texas, Corvallis, Oregon, Chapel Hill, North Carolina is number 3, State College, Pennsylvania, Penn State is number 2, and Oxford, Ohio comes in as number 1 for best college city or town. Now let's look at the worst college cities or towns. At number 271 is Port St. Lucie, Florida, followed by Hialeah, Florida, Coral Springs, Florida, Newark, New Jersey, Joliet, Illinois, Springfield, Massachusetts, Miramar, Florida, North Las Vegas, Nevada, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and finally, Yonkers, New York. Some key statistics: the housing cost, rent of a two-bedroom apartment, is 3 times higher in San Francisco than in Johnson City, Tennessee. The adjusted cost of living for young people is 2 times higher in Honolulu than in Memphis, Tennessee. The cost of higher education is 10 times higher in Waltham, Massachusetts than in Laramie, Wyoming. The number of students per capita is 12 times higher in Oxford, Ohio than, say, in Amarillo, Texas. The number of nightlife options per capita is 28 times higher in Las Vegas than in Miramar, Florida. The number of violent crimes per capita is 57 times higher in Detroit than in Orem, Utah. And the percentage of part-time jobs is 3 times higher in State College, Pennsylvania than in Alexandria, Virginia. For the full report and to see where your city ranks, visit wallethub.com/edu/best-worst-college-cities-and-towns-in-America 2014. He was the youngest member of the pop music phenoms, the Jonas Brothers. Now, the 22-year-old Nick Jonas is a singer-songwriter on his own with a solo career. I caught up with Nick at a recent concert. Hey, Nick, we had you in our studio when you were about 13 years old with your dad.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you told us about seeing the people on the side of the street and starting your charity and all that stuff. So how you been?
I've been good. Been a busy couple years.
Tell us about what's going on with your musical career, because I know we're playing some Christmas music from you.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm playing a bunch of shows promoting my music, my song Jealous, which has been a great record for me. Great to see it kind of taken off in the way it has. And record came out about a month ago, and just, you know, keeping busy.
So 2015, any major plans?
Well, I did a TV show last year that we got picked up for another 2 seasons, so I'll shoot that show. Going on tour with Iggy Azalea in the first quarter of this year, and, you know, just staying busy, doing what I love, making music.
Now, the people want to know the Jonas Brothers. Is that done? Hiatus? What's the deal?
As far as I can see, it's done. You know, we closed that chapter of our lives, but we'll see. You know, you can never say never. You never know what happens.
What do you enjoy more, the performance or the writing?
It's tough to say. I mean, I really do love performing the songs I write. You know, it's kind of a special feeling to have people singing back the words to songs that came from a real place for you. And, you know, I love that and thrilled to be able to be in a position to do that.
And we had you on our program when you were a little kid. You came in with your dad and you had seen a homeless person on the side of the street and you said, "What is that? How could that be?" You still have that kind of emotional reaction to people in need?
Of course. You know, for me, giving back is one of the most important things and has been from a really early age, as you know, and still do what I can. My mission has now sort of transitioned to diabetes and diabetes research and funds. I'm a diabetic myself, so I have to live with that every day and want to do what I can to help.
Well, I'm type 2, so we're in the same boat.
Gotcha, yeah. Nice.
Well, you have a nice holiday with the family.
Thanks, appreciate that.
With Nick Jonas, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Where Are They Now? With Ahmad Rashad.
This two-time NFL Most Valuable Player went from stocking supermarket shelves to hoisting the Lombardi Trophy as the MVP of Super Bowl 34.
What a pass by Kurt Warner, the first quarterback in NFL history with three touchdown passes in each of his first three starts.
So where is Kurt Warner now? Today, Kurt works as an analyst for the NFL Network, working alongside his former teammate, Marshall Faulk. In 2010, Kurt brought his footwork to the TV show Dancing with the Stars. The following year, the NFL Network produced a documentary called Kurt Warner, A Football Life, based on his incredible journey from store clerk to Super Bowl champion.
Now I really felt like, okay, this is my team. I've earned it, and they're going to follow me as far as I'll take them.
Kurt Warner, one of the best stories in all of sports. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, can you judge a book by its cover? How long does it take to make a first impression? You're in for a surprise. Here's the social science of it. There's a stat that's quoted all the time that says you have less than 7 seconds to make a good first impression. Actually, this figure is wrong. First impressions are formed in less than 1 second. Actually, people make a decision about your trustworthiness, competence, likability, aggressiveness, and attractiveness in, and I repeat, less than a tenth of 1 second. What's the cheap psychological trick? It seems that people do prefer to judge a book by its cover rather than its contents. With that in mind, when you put your best foot forward, the shoe better shine. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.